This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Before the health care bill was pulled today, President Trump had a signing ceremony in the Oval Office, a construction permit for the long-delayed Keystone XL pipeline. The fate of Keystone, you'll remember, was an ongoing skirmish between environmentalists and big oil for most of the Obama administration. But given market realities right now, oil market realities, we could well be deep into the Trump administration before Keystone gets built. Marketplace's Adam Allington has the story.
Canadian pipelines today are almost at capacity. So even though oil is trading cheaper today than it was 8 years ago, there's still demand, which should be good news for backers of the Keystone pipeline.
But here's the rub. The issue is that this isn't going to open tomorrow, even though it's getting its permit.
Sandy Fielden is director of research for commodities and energy at Morningstar. By the time Keystone's up and running, oil companies might not be looking to Canada.
Producers are now looking at shorter term projects like domestic shale. So if we go after about 2020, then production in Western Canada starts to decline.
In 2009, there was lots of talk about peak oil, which turned out not to be the case. Energy economist Philip Verleger says the question now turns not on approval to build, but who's going to pay for it.
The companies extracting oil may have to front all the costs for this.
And whether they'll pay is far from certain, he says, especially since construction will cost billions of dollars and companies can place cheaper bets on shale oil and fracking. So
my guess is this pipeline never gets built.
Verleger says the project still faces hurdles with property owners in other states, but Sabrina Fang with the American Petroleum Institute says the fact that TransCanada is pushing for permits is a sign they think it's profitable.
TransCanada seems very determined to build this pipeline. So I would say that this pipeline will be built. It's just taken 8 years to get the permit to build it.
Environmental groups are already pledging to work to block the pipeline's construction. I'm Adam Allington for Marketplace.